Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Grams. We are on day 1775 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Grams for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from John Barrymore, and it is, "A man is not old until regret takes the place of his dreams." So today's nugget is, not old. It doesn't matter what your biological age is, you can still be young and vibrant as long as you hold on to your dreams. Your age is just a number, and until you start regretting what you have done or feel that you are too old to reach your dreams, you still have a youthful disposition and outlook on life that no one can pluck from your hand. So dream big and then take action to reach those dreams. Always do your best. Your best will change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstances, still do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. We must all suffer one of two things, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret and disappointment. I try not to regret anything because every little detail of your life is what made you who you are up to this point. The past is a great place, but I don't want to erase it or regret it, but I do not want to be its prisoner either. So regardless of the past, leave it there. Press forward and become all that God intended you to be. And our passage for today is Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. As they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens to live in, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to even lay his head." He said to another person, "Come follow me." The man agreed, but he said, "Lord, first let me return home to bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Let the spiritually dead bury their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach about the kingdom of God." Another said, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family." But Jesus told him, "Anyone who puts his hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God." And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,774 treks or read the wisdom journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.